Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Monday, October 10, 2023. I am Amber Lane. A candlelight vigil for the victims in the Hamas attack in Israel at the University of Florida descended into a stampede, leaving dozens of people injured on Monday night. According to a statement from the University of Florida Police Department, members of the Jewish community had gathered in Turlington Plaza in support of Israel. Just before 9 p.m., one attendee fainted, which led those in the crowd to ask for 911 to be called. However, the University of Florida Police Department said the call was misunderstood by the crowd, which dispersed in a panic. The University of Florida Police Department said officers immediately secured the scene and escorted the crowd away from the area. Police Chief Linda Stumpkernick said in a statement, "We have no reason to believe that there was malicious intent behind this incident. It was an accident that was misinterpreted by the crowd that led to panic." Nearly 1,000 birds strike a building in Chicago Monday. The bodies of warblers, woodcocks, and sapsuckers, among other species, littered the ground around the glass-covered McCormick Place, the largest convention center in North America. Volunteers have found these and other birds, and these type of collisions are studied as this impacts the global ecosystem. A principal in a Louisiana public school walks back his discipline and comments directed toward a female student who was videotaped dancing at an off-campus party. Cecilia, what's happening in the world?
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair, and in world news, the Nobel Peace Prize for Human Rights was awarded last Friday to Narges Mohammadi, an imprisoned Iranian human rights activist and the fifth person to receive the prize while incarcerated. The prize will cast an international spotlight on the struggle for women's rights in the Middle Eastern nation, where women have taken to the streets in protest under the banner Woman, Life, Freedom, following the death in custody of a young woman in September 2022. Rosa, Ukraine. At least 52 people have been declared dead as a result of a missile strike Friday as they attended the funeral of a fallen soldier. Israel orders full siege of the Gaza Strip on the third day of fight after Hamas militants launched surprise rocket and ground assaults. Middle Eastern intelligence officials claim that Palestinian militants are supported by Iran. In Cameroon, at least 28 killed after heavy rains burst dam in the capital Yaoundé. Death tolls are expected to rise. Among the dead were children attending a birthday party. British Special Forces personnel raised serious concerns over the conduct of some soldiers in Afghanistan who allegedly executed men who posed no threat during raids against suspected Taliban insurgents. Flooding triggered by heavy monsoon rains in Myanmar's southern areas has displaced more than 14,000 people and disrupted rail traffic. Hurricane Max hit southern Mexico Monday. Ryan, what's going on in business, science, and technology?
Thanks, Cecilia. Ryan Reynolds here. Amazon launches satellite into orbit to compete with Starlink. The goal is to connect the many millions of people living in rural and remote areas without access to broadband. The system works by beaming internet signals from the satellites to small ground terminals. The app, Permission Slip, lets users scrub data from dozens of company databases that are known to sell customers' data. Extreme heat, wildfires, and drought have decimated much of the world's olive oil harvest yet again, driving prices to a record high of $9,000 per metric ton. This means consumer prices will climb 12.5% this year after having risen 8.6% in 2022. The U.S. economy added over 300,000 jobs in September, keeping the unemployment rate at 3.8%, as the Federal Reserve struggles to get prices and hiring closer to normal levels. The Nobel Prize for Economics was awarded to Professor Claudia Golden, a trailblazing economist at Harvard University, Monday. Bristol Myers buys maker of cancer drug in a move that acquired Mirati Therapeutics for $4.8 billion on Sunday. Misty has crime in the U.S.
Thanks, Ryan. I am Misty Merkel, and in U.S. national crime, a District of Columbia jury finds two men guilty in the 2018 shooting death of a 10-year-old girl as she was shot while getting ice cream on a hot summer day in 2018. Mickey Wilson died from gunfire in the Clay Terrace housing development. Two shooters are sought in gunfire on the campus of Morgan State University located in Baltimore, Maryland. man who attacked police on January the 6th sentenced to 7 years. He was part of a singing group that sang the Star Spangled Banner daily evenings awaiting trial in D.C. Dylan, what's going on in health news?
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news. The link between Parkinson's traditionally considered a brain disorder and the gastrointestinal tract is not new. Constipation is considered a risk factor for Parkinson's and one of the most prevalent non-motor symptoms, affecting up to two-thirds of all patients. A meta-analysis of four population studies found that patients with inflammatory bowel disease IBD, which includes Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, have a 46% greater likelihood of developing Parkinson's. Anger can be very unhealthy, causing many disorders. Researchers suggest learning to cope has tremendous benefits to longevity. Studies show gardening can benefit your physical and mental health. Tyler, what's going on in sports?
Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tambo. In sports, Simone Biles wins all-around gold in gymnastics in Antwerp. Dramatic double play advances the Atlanta Braves over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Las Vegas Raiders beat the Green Bay Packers Monday for the first time since 1987. Matt Fitzpatrick captured his first DP World Tour title in 2 years by winning the weather-affected Dunhill Links Championship by 3 strokes on Monday in St. Andrews, Scotland. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz had to rally from a breakdown in the first set to beat 30th-seeded Daniel Evans 7-6, 7-1, 6-4. And advance to the fourth round of the Shanghai Masters, as he will face Gregor Dimitrov, who beat 13th-seeded Karen Khachanov 7-6, 8-6, 6-4. Andrei Rublev routed Adrian Manarino 6-3, 6-0. Ben Shelton defeats Jannik Sinner. In soccer, midfielder Malik Tillman, 21, will miss the United States soccer exhibitions against Germany and Ghana, with an unspecified injury suffered during Dutch club PSV Eindhoven's match on Sunday. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify and others. This has been Lo's Logic.